Hey everyone,
and welcome back to
BSG Brawl Stars Guides.
I'm Sharpshooter 354,
and I'm Julie Assassin.
Today is the 18th episode of BSG,
and the 5th episode of our side series,
Lucky Time. And also, the second half of this episode, which is our thoughts on Nani, is not in a side series. So, let's go in, and we're going to be finishing the Brawl Pass on me, Sharpshooter354's account, and then Julie Assassin wanted to keep saving her boxes because she did not get the Brawl Pass yet. And so, we recorded on last week, the same day as the Nani box opening after that, because I hadn't gotten the Brawl Pass yet, and then I did get the Brawl Pass that night. And so, now we're going to start recording here. And so, let's start off with the first Brawl box. We have
20 coins.
Piper,
Jackie.
Power points for those two. Mega box.
Okay, you have...
Okay. Pam, Mr. P, Ems, Gale, and Mortis power points. And then we have 100 power points. I'm going to put them on Mortis. Then Gale Pin, Mega Box, which is Mr. P, Gale, Ems, Mortis, and Max power points. 500 power points. I'm putting this on Mortis again. I want to get Mortis to max level. Okay. Then Big Box, B, Frank, and Crow power points. And remember, we're getting coins in all of these. 500.
You got a Gale pin.
Big Box, Sprout, Gale, and Max Power Points, and a Token Doubler.
Nice.
Then Big Box, Mr. P, Max, and Crow Power Points. Mega Box, which is Ems, Frank, Spike, Sprout, and Gale Power Points.
Wow.
Gale pin. 500 power points again. There he is. Oh, good. Already maxed.
Oh, nice.
Already maxed.
Wow, you have a lot of people.
Okay.
How about?
Oh, wow. Actually, what?
Can you put
Oh, wow. I have 8 brawlers that are ready to be maxed out. That's crazy. Okay, I'm gonna put it on. No, I'm not gonna put it on Jackie. I'm gonna put it on Nani, because Nani's really low. And then Merchant Gale.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's cool skin. I really like that. Then 3 big boxes. First big box, Nani, B, and Pam power points. Next big box, Gale, Spike, and Max power points.
And
last big box, Max, Crow, and B power points. Okay, so that's everything except we have 3,000 star points to spend in the shop. So we're getting the 2 mega box offer. And here's the first mega box. 6. That means I'm getting something.
Oh,
I want it to be a star power, a gadget, or a brawler. But then again, it's already guaranteed to be that. Okay, so we have Pam, Frank, Max, Crow, and Nani power points. It's glowing.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Medical use for Barley. Yes, I finally have a star power for Barley. I really, really like medical use. We put it in the S tier, and so I really like that.
Okay, token doubler.
Okay, the second mega box.
Five. Okay.
Let's see. Crow, Jackie, Mr. P, Piper, and Frank power points. Okay, so that is all for this box opening. And then after we finish this right here, then we're going to play the recording of when we recorded the other recording of us box opening. But I'm going to try to max out. Okay, Mortis is ready to get star power. And I don't think I can upgrade anyone else. But As soon as I get more stuff, then Tara's going to be ready to get star power. Okay, wait. How many people can I get max out? I'm going to upgrade Gale a little bit. Okay. Nani can get upgraded a lot here. Okay. So, I can max out BB, Bo, Tick, and Tara.
Ems.
Not Ems. 8-Bit, Rosa, and Jean. Yeah, so that's one. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 brawlers waiting to be maxed out. So I need a lot more coins. But that is all for this box opening. And then we're going to play the recording of the first half of this box opening. And then we're going to go straight into our thoughts on Nani. Okay, so we're here, and I know that we did a box opening very recently, which was actually last episode, which was our Nani box opening, but I, Sharpshooter354, and Jewel Assassin's also here.
Hi.
So, I just unlocked the Brawl Pass and just got enough gems, so I have a lot of stuff to open, starting with a Mega Box.
So let's get started.
Mega Box, nothing in there, so we got power points for Max Frank, Mr. P, Sprout, and Ems. Big Box, let's see. We got Mr. P, Sprout, and Pam power points. We got 100 coins.
Nice.
We got a Big Box with Pam, Frank, and 8-Bit power points. We got 100 more coins. We got a Mega Box with 8-Bit, Tick, Spike, Mr. P, and Max power points, and a token doubler.
Ooh, nice.
We have 50 power points, which I'm going to put on Tick.
Okay.
Then we have a Big Box with Piper, Spike, and Mortis power points. Then we have 100 coins. Then we have a Big Box with Mortis, BB, and 8-Bit power points. We have a Mega Box with B, Max, Frank, 8-Bit, and BB power points. We have 100 more coins. We have a Big Box.
He's going to have a ton of coins.
Mortis and Jackie power points. We have 100 power points, so I'm going to put that on Tick again.
Again.
We have 200 coins, and we have Gale.
No
there
way!
There it is. Gale. Let's go.
Wow, guys.
Chromatic Brawler, Gale.
Man, I see.
Now I only have, like, what?
You have, like,
3 brawlers left. Brawlers. And hopefully I could get Nani, possibly.
Yeah.
Gale Pin, we have a Big Box with... Oh, it's glowing.
It's glowing.
Ooh, yes.
No.
Penny's Balls of Fire, Star Power, and Piper and Sprout power points. We have
if you get Nani, I'm gonna blow.
Okay, I'm gonna put those power points on 8-Bit. Then I'm gonna get Gale Pin, then a Big Box.
Alright.
With power points for Pam, Frank, and Mortis. 200 coins, Gale Pin, Mega Box.
Ooh, Mega Box.
Okay, BB, Jackie, Pam, Ems, and Frank power points. Another Gale Pin, and then 100 points. That's going to go to Ems, power points. Then a Gale Pin, Big Box with... it's glowing!
It's glowing!
Rocket Laces!
I literally, that's crazy.
Rocket Laces, I love this. I've been wanting this gadget for a while. So we have Mr. P, Jackie, power points, and Rocket Laces. We got another Gale Pin. 300 power points. I'm gonna put it on Jackie.
Okay.
Then Merchant Gale Pin, 500 coins. Merchant Gale Pin.
Okay,
we're getting close to the end here. Mega Box.
I got the 7. That means there's 2 things in here. Oh my goodness. Okay, we have a Piper, B, Frank, Mortis.
Oh, and wow, guys.
Okay, it's glowing at 2. Tough guy star power.
Tough guy.
Okay. Nani!
No!
I got Nani!
No way!
Oh my
goodness! Crazy.
This is insane!
This is insane!
Literally, we failed last week in our Nani box opening.
You are literally you're so lucky.
We are literally recording this literally later that day. The same day we did our Nani box opening. We're recording this then.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
No, that's insane.
Okay. Then big box, we have PowerPoints for Gale, Pam, and Frank. And then last big box, I'm not expecting anything, PowerPoints for Spike, Crow, and B. So, to summarize that box opening for my account, which was absolutely insane, I got Rocket Laces for Brock, which is really cool. I got
Tough guy.
A lot of PowerPoints. I got Tough Guy for Bull, which I've been wanting for a long time. I got Balls of Fire for Penny, which I've been wanting. I got Nani, which I'm really excited about. And Gale, which I'm also really excited about.
This is insane, guys.
That was really... And I have 4,000 coins now. So that kind of lifted my spirits a little bit. Julie Assassin, I hope that you get a bunch of stuff in our next box
opening. That is crazy,
because
guys.
I know you're a tiny bit disappointed because I got the Brawl Pass before you did. But I hope Julie Assassin gets a lot of stuff. And so now it's time for the rest of the episode. Okay, so we hope that you enjoyed that box opening, and we also noticed that in the first half, before I got Nani in the second half, I said, I'm going to put those PowerPoints on Nani, so sorry if that spoiled anything for any of you, but...
We totally forgot.
So we're sorry if that spoiled anything for you, but we hope that you just thought that I accidentally said Nani, and it didn't get spoiled for you guys. But anyway, so now we're going to talk about our thoughts on Nani.
Yeah, so the first thing we think is that, Nani and Gale's rarity should be switched.
Yes, but before we get into that, I want to say that we're going to have 2 main points here. First, we're going to talk about what we think about Nani's rarity. And second, we're going to talk about how strong Nani is.
Yeah.
And so, as Julie Assassin said, we think that the rarities should be switched for Gale and Nani. So, Julie Assassin, do you want to talk about this a little bit?
Sure. So, we think this because Gale, like we said before, is balanced a little, and
he's relatively easy to play.
Yeah.
Not too complex.
And Nani has a really high skill cap, so we think she's just too...
She's definitely more complex than any of the other epic brawlers.
Complex, yeah.
And so we think that she's also a lot more complex than Gale. And so that is why we think that their rarity should be switched.
Yes.
And so next we're going to talk about Nani's strength and how strong Nani is. So we feel like it depends on the player. And really, Nani falls into 3 categories of players. Players that aren't good at Nani. Players that are like the average player and are like pretty good at Nani but not super good, and then players that are really good with Nani. And so, Julie Assassin, do you want to say how good Nani is with players who aren't good at Nani?
She's not very good.
Yes. So, players who don't know how to play Nani, because of Nani's complexity and high skill cap, we think that Nani is not good with players who don't know how to play her. But on the other end of the spectrum, if people know how to play Nani and, like, can master her complexity and figure out good strategies with Nani, and they know how to play Nani, then Nani can be very, very good.
Very good.
So, it all depends on the player, but the average player with Nani, we feel like Nani is definitely pretty balanced in the hands of an average player, because most players find that it's pretty hard to play Nani because of how complex she is, but they don't, like, they're not really good at her, but they're not really bad at her. So, yes. We think that for most players, she's pretty balanced. For some players, she's really bad, and for some players, she's really good.
Yes.
And so, we also wanted to say that we think that Supercell with Gale and Nani has done a really good job of making these brawlers balanced.
Yes. Thank you, Supercell.
And so, because, like, with Sprout and Jackie, and basically almost every single brawler that, like, a lot of the brawlers that have been released when they're new brawlers, they're really, really good and really overpowered, and then Supercell nerfs them a bunch, and then they're balanced or not good. Like, Sprout was insane when it first came out, but then Sprout got nerfed 5 times, and so now Sprout is actually pretty balanced. So, I think that's all for our thoughts on Nani, but Julie Assassin, do you want to say our announcement about Brawl Ball and Own Goalers?
Yes. So, Supercell is banning Own Goalers, and if you don't know what that means, it's where you purposefully take the ball and shoot it into your own goal, sometimes to be mean. So, but if you don't be too worried if you don't do this on purpose, because if you do it a few times on accident, it's fine.
Yes, so we actually heard this news a while ago, but we kept forgetting to put it in. And we might have actually put it in another one of our episodes, and we may have just forgotten. But even if we did put it in another one of our episodes, we want to say it again. So, as Julie Assassin said, they're banned, but don't worry. What if you're like, oh, well, Sharpshooter 354 and Julie Assassin, I kind of don't really like Brawl Ball that much, and I'm not very good at Brawl Ball, so sometimes I auto-aim too much when I'm defending, and yeah. I accidentally score in my own goal.
That's happened with both of us.
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes. It happens to everyone every so often, but don't worry, because Supercell is only banning people who do it often, so, and have a higher amount than normal.
Yeah, and
so if you accidentally do it occasionally, then you're fine. But if you are someone who scores on their own goal a lot, then stop, because Supercell will ban you.
Yes.
And so that will be all for this episode of BSG. And thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you so much. Make sure to tell friends and family about BSG.
And this is Sharpshooter 354
and Julie Assassin
signing off.